Today's episode is brought to you by...
Who's it brought to us by today?
Little Critters Brewing Company.
Ooh. Ooh.
Based in Sheffield.
Sounds nice.
Does, yeah. They've kindly sent us two packs of their taster...
Two-pack sugar.
Two-pack sugar.
Not brought to you by him.
Yeah, two packs of IPAs, stouts, and blonde beers.
And I tell you what, we've got... there's fucking loads.
There is loads. We're going to enjoy this.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy them.
Let's try them out.
We'll try them out.
Let's get going.
Let's just fucking start this, eh?
Go.
We'll try them.
What we cracked open here.
Bonjour. You can't be an early morning fucking drink.
Clinkers.
Oh, clinkers.
Oh, get my clinker on. Raspberry blonde. Can't reach we you can't over reach there. You.
It smells nice, though. It smells nice. Cidery, doesn't it?
Good. Just smell like cider,
right,
doesn't
ready?
It?
1, 2, 3.
It's quite nice.
It's nice. I like that. It's just a subtle tint of raspberry, isn't it?
I don't get raspberry at all, but I'm...
I've got a subtle tint of it, though.
It tastes summery.
Some raspberry blonde.
Sit on a beer garden, supping that, couldn't you?
Oh, God. Be fucking
4.5%. Lovely can.
They've got some fucking mega percents if you wanted to get blind, though. McCaw Blimey, 7.7%.
I'll record my reviews later, going through tonight.
Yeah.
Ooh,
It's gassy.
No, he's gassed already.
Cans look good, don't they?
Cans are ace.
I'm just going to finish this.
Cans look lovely.
We'll stick some photos up on our socials, because these cans...
banging,
if it's
don't
just
they?
For the artwork, are worth buying.
Fair play, innit? Yeah.
And, yeah. So yeah, they've sent us. Nice that. As we said, they've sent
I've demolished
us
mine, man.
Two fucking crates.
They have sent us two crates. Yeah, fucking lovely, mate.
Still finishing, man.
Oh, I like that. Nice. Should have some breakfast. I'll be swerving all the way home.
Yeah, don't forget it's only 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh,
really,
that's nice. That.
Yeah, anyway, cheers for that. Little Critters Brewing Company in Sheffield.
Little Critters. Sent us
and they're in Chef.
Shitload of cans, some beer cool mats, got a few stickers.
Where'd you pick it up from?
Pretty good. Yeah, Kelham Island.
Oh, fine. You know what? Before you knew it said that,
you
knew
we were going to be down that Kelham end. Island, yeah, it's a microbrewery.
That cool type of fucking can, isn't it?
Is it is, isn't it? Near Old Ski Village. Round corner from House Skate Park.
Skate Park, yeah. There's some nice... there's a coffee place around there as well. That's really nice.
Is that where that golf place is? Golf Fang?
Not far away.
I thought Golf Fang were more town.
There's another golf one, though, isn't there, down there?
They might be,
but it's not the same one.
Anyway, go and check them out. Little Critters Brewing Company. Fucking...
very good. Worthwhile.
Tasty stuff.
It is nice, yeah. Bloody lovely.
We can go to our skate park, do some jumps, and then we'll go to the microbrewery.
Then we can go to microbrewery via A&E. Let's go to microbrewery, then go to the skate park.
Yes. I'll try all that shit I can't do. What's up with his face?
You can't do me.
I can do you.
Can do. Till we've had a few drinks, mate.
Easy. I tell you what. It's nice.
Love eggs on full power.
It's not overpowering, is it?
It's not, but that is one of the more gentler ones.
It is, yeah. I don't know what that 7.7% will be like. It might blow your head off that.
Yeah.
We did only pick the light one because it's fucking 10 o'clock in the morning.
Does anyone fancy opening another?
That started a session on that.
We've got a drive.
Yeah.
Fuck it, we'll stay here. Get levered. Rugby on big screen.
Who?
Rugby's on in this afternoon.
Who's she?
Yeah, not watching him.
Fucking unbelievable.
Sounds shit. You know, we should maybe try that one day. See if we can get things up on big screen. It's just I don't know if sound from projector will come over. You know, we can have things up, can't we? I can flick the video points on.
Yeah.
Can we put the audio going through? You reckon we could put it through recorder?
Recorder leg.
Yeah, the audio going into the recorder. So when, like, we say, oh, have you seen that clip on thingy? And then you press it up. And then it plays it on here whilst we're watching it.
Yeah, just a wire needs to come from there into input of here.
Fire stick, innit? You can airdrop to Fire Stick as well, can't you?
Yeah, I can't airdrop onto fucking Larry.
No, but I mean, you can airdrop onto... If you found someone on your thing, we can, like, boom, on there and it's on there.
Yeah, but then it's sound wise, isn't it? Sound on the pod.
No, but if the sound running from there into there,
fuck
then no matter what you project to there, it should go through there.
No, that, should it not? A wire runs all the way to the front up there. This is very visual, I understand. We're talking about a projector that's above me that fires onto the wall and doors over there. There's a wire that runs from there to above him.
Yeah.
Just plug that into laptop and it'll come up on.
But what I'm saying virtual. What I'm saying is if like he's talking about something, he can airdrop it straight to the Fire Stick and the sound will go through whatever you plugged into the laptop, no?
Because that would have to go through that then.
So surely whatever's coming out of that is going to go through that.
Well, no, because your phone would have to go to that, and if that's sent plugged into that, and then that'd be on there. The
I
sound
don't
would
fucking
be,
know. Then it's recorded, too technical for
it'd
me,
it'd be
mate.
Recorded through the system on audio on that.
I don't know about an airdrop thing on that Fire Stick.
You can airdrop to a Fire Stick.
Can you?
Yeah, I airdropped to my Fire Stick at home.
Nice flick finger you're doing.
That's what you're doing, isn't it?
Well, we'll have to try it one, though. Not trying it today, like...
Not doing it now.
We're not having an actual in-pod fucking...
We can do it.
On a production meeting.
We can do it when we do one-year piss-up, one-year your birthday.
Tell you what, you're pointy
today. Are we doing
that?
I know.
You're so pointy.
I'm an antalker. I'm an antalker.
That'll be it. I don't fucking geek. Folk will fucking smash you up.
I'm fucking
love you.
I'll finger you.
I'll get into the love you stage later.
You've still got yours, Josh. What's up? Don't you like it? Get down, no, it's down, it's peer pressure.
Down it. Where's my coffee?
You didn't want one?
On there.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have one,
my
did you?
My coffee.
You didn't crack want another beer up and...
No. It's far too early. I mean... Just 11.
I'd sit here and get hammered if that's what we were doing.
Sound like you're beatboxing there.
But well, no, we're going home, so...
Yeah, that new Chasing States track's fucking ace.
Oh, don't play it. We'll get done. You're not allowed.
I'm not going to just tell you what it's called.
You're not allowed.
Are you not allowed to play that after here?
Oh, an Enza. I've played this. Did that work? Enza original mix. It's fucking right.
What are you pointing at?
Did that not work?
It did, and then I downloaded it. Yeah, but I've not looked at the quality of it. Yeah. I was going to the cinema.
Kind of airdropping, man. Not airdropping. I would send him an iCloud link
the
to get that thing in a better quality.
Video.
Yeah, in a better
colour,
yeah.
It does colour, work, yeah. So I send it. Kerry pictures.
For the beer.
Oh, yeah. Send Kerry
pictures
nude.
Of my dick.
Kerry pictures at nudes.
What are you sending me that for? It goes onto all of the devices. Just now I've got that on our iPad.
The music from that video that I made, where I just put the music on,
yeah.
That's the new Chasing Status song.
Is it?
Badadan.
Oh, yeah.
Badadan?
It's
new to me, anyway.
It's Radio 1, play it.
They don't listen to Radio 1.
That's the only problem with Chasing States. It's very commercial, but they are good at what they do.
We are. We loved them back in the day. In the end and that.
I've not listened to Radio 1 for months.
I only listen to it because it is the only radio station that my van picks up.
Is it?
Yeah. I ain't got a clue why. It's a common thing with T5s. They don't have an aerial. It's a band that
runs
above windscreen. And... It
fails.
Will only pick up Radio 1.
Is it?
It fucking annoys me.
Selling it yet?
Yeah, yeah, it's up for sale. Initially, I didn't actually put it up for sale, but it's up for sale in my head. If someone says to me,
nobody's going to buy it if they don't know.
No, you know what? Worrying thing is, I put it up for sale, and all dickheads that you get messaging you, messing you about. I just want someone to come and buy it.
That'd be nice.
If someone wants to buy it, come to me.
What?
I will sell it you for £6,500.
Beloved, I'm driving home. I've not had any breakfast. Might have it, he's not driving anywhere.
I am.
Later.
Gwyn Annabelle's in a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah!
It's Gwyn Annabelle.
That cafe thing I went to. Right, nice pizza.
Been loads of times before.
Proper
right,
nice pizza.
They never used to do pizza.
How did you get in?
We parked at where you parked and walked down fucking muddy rain.
Did that fucking trek?
Yeah, so I'm not doing that. You can park at Tesco and you can park at B&Q.
Go down path.
And walk down old track.
Tarmac all the way? Because I've seen a kid on a skateboard go past. And I thought, is that tarmac for fucking miles?
If you park at Tesco,
it's like Amazon.
If you park at Tesco or B&Q, it's tarmac. Yeah. But from where you parked at Loversall, it's just mud tracks.
It were lovely because it was roasting. Kids were fucked by the time I got there.
Well, when me and Kerry and Jess last went, it had been raining. It were like a fucking mud bath.
Yeah.
It were disgusting. You used to be able to get there in car, but they stopped all that.
Well, we were walking down that path and it's quite overgrown. And as we're walking down it, she's like, "Are you sure this is way?" I'm like, well, I don't know.
You go past an old barn and shit that's all derelict. Yeah. And I don't you think I'm going
right? They're building on it now. They're doing it up, yeah. But I was walking down there and I'm like, I haven't got a clue, because it were her idea. I'm like, I haven't got a fucking clue where we're going. I don't know where we're going. She's like, it's just Annabelle's, it's down here. So as we kept walking, it were all overgrown. I looked further down and you could see it fucking building in distance. But you don't realise it's that what you can see from roundabout at M18. No.
It never used to be like that.
No, they had some problem with your licence or something, didn't they?
Yeah, planning permission.
It's fucking ace, though.
Isn't it? Yeah. I believe if you park at Iport, you can walk down a big tarmac track to it.
Yeah, that's all tarmac from people going down from Donington to
Amazon. The easiest thing is park at B&Q or Tesco and go that way. That's where we're going to go today.
Yeah. You're going to take your rollerblades.
Fuck you off.
Skateboard.
Fuck you off.
Scooter.
Fuck you off. I'm going to take my Fiat 500.
If you put your wheels on your feet, though, you move easier.
Do you know what?
What?
About how long? I don't know if Jess were alive. Yeah, Jess were born. I had some Heelys.
Yeah. What, when you're like 20?
Yeah, easy 20. No, Jess were born when I was 24, so easy. 20, probably about 30, only 10 years ago.
When you were a grown man in the Air Force.
Yeah.
Her Majesty's Royal Air
Force. Bought some Heelys, me and my mate, and we used to mess about on them, and we went to Lakeside Shopping Village, and big announcement came up at Tannoy's.
No Heelys.
Can the people on the Heelys please stop it?
Ah.
You two look like naughty boys. Because
they're not kids, fucking grown adults. Well, we were 30 at time-ish, but...
It's a grown adult, Heelys.
We had to poke his wheels back in.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No point of him.
Isn't it?
You buy some weird stuff, though, don't you?
Only bought them because they weren't proper Heelys. They were like rip-off ones from... Fucking hell, where did we get them from?
Market.
Probably Sports Direct or something like that.
Market.
Are you tired, Josh?
Yeah.
Oh, no one cares.
They're only about £6, so we bought a pair each and got
just to be little rapscallions. Yeah. Matt, what one who made me buy a penis pump at Air Force?
Oh yeah,
yeah. So you know what you should get?
You didn't need to make that any bigger.
That's what made it big. That's what made it fat.
Oh, right, okay.
Do you know whose idea that was?
That's Laura calling bullshit.
<It's not. laughs> Who had the pee-pee?
Cookie.
Right.
Yeah.
He had the penis pump. He was roidy though, weren't he?
Tablets
he had to get
sorts,
it back up.
Yeah.
It was a weird blessing. Thing. You should stick it on, like suck it out, all air out to like, expand your tail. And then you should just sit there watching movies in my room, just with it on. And then every so often you just go pss, 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 squirt it back up a bit and pull all air out. But then when you pull it off, your tails
imagine like a horse pulling out of a horse.
Is it like that? is it like that fucking that Kendall Jenner lip? And they're all sucking on that thing, and then they pull it off, and lips are massive.
Yeah, it's like that. All blood's at surface. It's like you've got a massive love bite all over your tail.
Right.
It's like sucked up blood at surface. First time I did it, and it was all purple. I'm like, oh no.
Matt, is this all right?
I've broke my willy.
I don't know. Let's have a look. Yeah, it's fine.
And then I asked him. I asked him if he could get different tubes for him.
Have you still got it?
Penis pump.
Just asking for a friend.
No.
You won't want it.
You won't want that.
I need a bit far too big for me.
Oh, bless you. You can get small ones.
Can you? Baby ones.
You know, like kids. You know, like when you buy. You know, like when you buy your kids Nurofen and Calpol and come with them little syringes.
Yeah, use
that fucker.
That little giraffes on it. Have you boiled water in one of those syringes?
No.
Did you know that? Because water don't boil at the same temperature.
Is this a conspiracy?
No. Water boils at this temperature at this pressure, but water boils at a different temperature at different pressures.
Stephen Fry all over again.
So if you get... This is a little experiment for you to do, and you'll be able to do it because you'll have one. The little Calpol syringes.
Yeah.
Put some water in it, about half of it. Put your thumb on the end of it to seal it, and then pull it out so it's pressured, vacuumed inside, and water will boil inside. You'll see it bubbling. It'll just boil inside because it's boiling. And the pressures, you've pulled pressure so high.
Oh, every day's a school day.
Do it. Try it.
Fucking hated school, man.
I tell you what, it'll blow your mind.
You know what?
When I did it, I'm like, whoa, look at that.
I've got to tell you, Dan, I weren't even listening to what you were saying.
Well,
it got a bit too schooly and sciencey for me.
What, get a Calpol syringe and put some water in it?
Yeah.
Well, that's not schooly.
Ba-da-dum. I've just got that in my head now.
I don't sing it over when somebody's educating the world. No,
we can sing it.
That's reminded me of Queen. Lady Leisha.
Hmm?
Ain't no girl better than.
Better than.
Yeah. Better than.
Ain't no girl better than.
I like her. I've seen a few videos of her. She like came from nowhere and then seemed to be everywhere and now she disappeared.
Proper Brummie,
again.
Ain't she?
Who is it? She? Like?
Yeah, Brummie, yeah. She's Lady like Leisha.
I don't know.
She sings these songs, but she doesn't swear in them.
Oh my god, kids, you are a crap.
Kids
head.
Fucking love it.
She's got some good lyricals.
Kids proper love it.
Or is it like teen pop?
Not really. She's just good.
Your
at,
lips
she's just
look
good
like
at,
crispy bacon.
I'm not.
That's one of the lyrics.
I've just said that she's good at lyrics. She's good at lyrics, and then you say that.
What's that other one when she's on about snapping your wig and your nails off?
I don't know. You don't know who she is. He's not going to know.
Queen Speech 4.
All right.
It's called Queen Speech 4.
I see a pattern here.
Listen to it on my own.
I don't know.
That other one's good. Queen Speech 2.
There is a Queen Speech 2, but I don't know that one.
Yeah, suss that out.
Kids love it.
She's good though.
Never heard of
are
him.
They your new trainers? What are those?
I thought you were talking to me. I'm like, no, these aren't fucking new.
Can tell.
This isn't a good advert for her. She's a lot better than he's making out.
She is better, yeah.
These are my garden trainers.
Kids love it, are they?
Yeah.
I want some new ones. I like Michelle Toes though.
Who's Michelle?
They don't suit me.
Michelle Toes.
I'm more of a sports trainer wearer.
Ironic,
innit? Man, I fucking hate you.
You just said the same thing.
I know, because I said it before you said it. Fat people can do sports too, you know.
They can.
Like Air Force
ones. This ain't fat, it's power.
It's power. I want to do some a round of golf.
That thing you sent the other day, I replied to you yesterday. I'd be in for that.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Cool.
What did you send? Did you send me?
Not you.
We're on another group.
Oh, fuck off! Yeah.
Yeah.
What group's this?
Just me, him and Ben for gaming.
Oh, you can fuck off.
It's Call of Duty one.
I thought we were mates.
You've fucking definitely got a group without me.
It's not exclusive. No.
Yeah, it's called I Talk to Him and He Talks to Me.
Just a normal conversation.
Fucking text message.
Is it really?
What?
Is that what it's called?
What, just me and it? It's not called anything. It's
just,
me and him.
Just a fucking
what,
text.
Oh, right,
it's
just
a
conversation.
I believe you've got a secret chat without me.
Yeah.
It's not secret.
It fucking is.
If you play a game,
you'd
be
just
in
like
it.
Cat out bag now.
If you play a game, you'd be in it.
I used to. Well, just, and then I felt like I weren't part of it. Paul and I can see why now.
Do Paul and Sean know about the other group?
Yeah, but that is a podcast.
They've got to
group,
end
it. It is a podcast.
They've got
group.
To end it.
Well, that group started.
It does leak onto other one every now and again, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then they get face on anyway.
But see, that group that Ben made is called JTA Pod or something, isn't it? Because he first
it's just JTA, innit?
Because he,
but I'm not part of it.
No, because it's
oh,
not about.
Sorry,
it's not about that. It's about when they're coming on for a game.
No, you can fuck off.
No, but it's
off.
It started off.
You can fuck off.
It started off with him just slagging podcast off, didn't it?
It was review, weren't it?
He started it as just reviewing podcasts.
His review on.
Oh, he's coming back
oh,
now.
Oh, no.
Took your fucking lip away.
Got to come back, Anna, because you don't know what to fucking do.
Put your pants away. It's sandy vagina.
Oh, hold on a second.
Wanker of the week.
These two cunts here.
Who's your wanker of the week, man?
These two here. Secret fucking WhatsApp group.
It's not secret.
It's a, you've just unsecreted it.
Well...
Do you want to play
Call
Girls
of Duty?
Club.
You're not allowed in, Matthew.
Do you want to play Call of Duty?
What's the password?
Do you want to come golfing? No. So you're not in it.
Okay.
There you go.
Fidelio.
Yeah, that's the password. But anyway, it's about golfing.
I'm not bothered about golfing.
You will do that.
I'd happily go to like a golf fang type thing with you.
But would we?
I'm going to go there with Lisa.
Would we?
I'm not. Fuck Lisa.
You can if you want. I mean, you'd have to ask
Lisa.
I can't like give permission for it.
Oh my
she has
god!
To do that.
Oh my god!
I think Lisa would have to have something to say.
Oh my god!
In all honesty, I have asked that question.
What?
Like,
what?
It weren't so much asking question.
You want,
but you know
Lisa?
When people want to fuck Matt, don't they? Like people, he's always looker in here.
Yeah.
People, I can't help it.
Well, this is
it's
it.
Just
well,
it's me or Brown, isn't
but
it?
Yeah. Well, Lisa said it'd be Brown. Yeah. If she what, were to choose, do, if she were somebody. To choose out her alt wrestlers, it'd be Brown.
I think if I were going to choose anybody, it would.
There you go, Brown. He's going to walk into work with his dick dragging all on the floor in it.
Proper sensible love maker.
Yeah, I think it'd just be affectionate one. It'd be gentle.
He'd definitely. Like, he'd write you a thank you note after, wouldn't it?
It's not where you'd go for roughness.
No.
It'd make you breakfast and shit.
Yeah.
I think Ash would be underwhelming.
You say I'm fucking unenthusiastic and I'm going to punch you so hard.
I think you're unenthusiastic.
That's just because I'm fat. That's
I can't remember where
it came
from.
That's a stereotype, that.
I don't think it is.
I'm quite a good lover.
If you do say so yourself.
I mean, it might not last for long, but it'll be good while it's
very
happening.
Very good at the time.
Yeah.
Badadam.
Badadam.
Ain't no girl badadam.
No, I'm not singing that.
I am.
Fucking secret WhatsApp group.
We're not telling about other ones. We're Ash and Brownie.
Fucking hell.
I don't.
Do you know? Do you know other month? Do you know other month though? When I think it was first time since 6 years we went a full day without any of us posting anything.
On anything on that.
And I sort of looked at it and went, "I'm not going to do it. I'm not posting on it. I'm not posting on it." And then I think three of us the next day went, "That's the first time."
That's not gone off.
That's not gone off ever. And I said to Lisa during that day, I wonder if they've fucking got another one without me.
Wait, but were we talking in JTA one?
You are. We might have been. I don't think I've ever gone a full day without talking to one of yours. If it's not on another group, it's just Ash or something like that.
Yeah.
Because I have chat with Ash because we work weekends. So.
Look at face on him. I need to be upset about it. It's all right asking about gaming, but then if I ask him to game, it's always the same thing. No. No, can't. Jess is on, I'm not bothered.
Yeah. I don't even know if it's updated. It.
I'll do Patreon this while he's talking.
Go on then.
Luke Chapman, Mark Hill, Chris Ragg, Jamie Thelwell, Ivor Biggin.
Who?
Ivor Biggin?
Oh.
Ivor. You know him?
He's making me ears sweat.
Miller. Ian Croucher. Andon Dacos, Keegs, Christian Walker, Lewis Bridden, Dan Ryan, Liam Atkinson, Bruce, Lame AB, Ian Halliwell, Ben Abrahams. Is that a sore subject? Secret group. Dan Chandler. Thomas Hoyland, Pete Wilson, Twinkle Dickery, Loza, Kurt, Chris, Kieran Haynes, Matt James Frostick, Chuck Sheamus, Matt Ehrman, and Rob. Rob's the guy who bought some stuff with a cup on that.
Oh, did you talk about that in the other group?
No, we didn't talk about that in the other group. That's a JTA group thing.
But that one's called JTA, isn't it?
We need to change the name of that.
You do
one,
need
to
change
fair.
It.
But it's not our group. We don't make it.
No, it is confusing though.
But we used to have the old group with your brother in to play games. But now
you don't play games.
It's just kind of migrated into this group that
play games.
Sounds fucking shit. It is shit,
man. You won't like it. You don't want to be added into another group.
Don't.
I hate being added to groups. To be fair.
I do.
When one pings up, you're like, "Fuck's sake!" And it tells everybody when you leave. So you either leave straight away. Or you've just got to suck it up.
Laurel likes no better than to add me into a group that she knows I'll fucking hate. And then I just immediately leave.
Yeah.
Just mute it forever.
I think I've done that with a Facebook group. Just muted that. But then something went off and I was like, "Why weren't I invited?" And it was because it were on that group that I muted.
Badadum.
I should say hello to Sarah Barker as well. She went to school with me.
Say hello to her.
She's Laura's mate, Ellen. Is her mate. They're horsey people, Helen and Sarah.
No, I won't get on with them.
You won't like them.
I just won't get on with them. They'd affect me.
They're too horsey, aren't they? But they're very horsey. She listens, apparently. She's a trucker.
An horse trucker.
I don't know what she drives around in.
Horsey bastard.
She's horsey. Horsey and drives a lorry. So I'll say hi, Sarah. Went to school with her.
We've had quite an influx of new followers, haven't we?
Yeah, it seems to be.
Seems to have had a little bit of a peak.
It is going up. Yeah.
Bit of a Tim. Mm. Nice.
Yeah, bit of a Tim.
That was my bit of a Tim noise.
I've got a truck fest to go to.
I've never been to space, has he? Or fake.
Oh, really?
did you see that other day with fucking India?
What?
India landing on moon.
All right.
Somebody put a picture of fucking naan bread. And went, moon looks different since India landed on it.
Oh, so much fakeness. Have you seen all these fires? How everything blue's not setting on fire?
No.
What do you mean?
Well, you talk about water.
If I start talking about this, he's just going to go, no, okay, and then fucking not listen.
You don't need to go right sciencey with
It's not right sciencey, but it is a bit sciencey. Well, they use like high energy things, you know, like say you used a mirror to reflect the sun's rays or a microscope or something to concentrate fire. Well, all these fires in Hawaii, Maui and all that kind of shit. Everything's melted, like fucking cars and metals melted and all this kind of shit, and all these fires have gone off. But things that are blue, like the umbrellas on the fucking next to the swimming pool and some blue cars and stuff like that, because the colour don't absorb the light like other colours do. So things like that aren't getting melted.
Wouldn't that be the same for white though?
No. But it's this like the high energy light thing. So they're saying they've done these experiments and it shows that like with fabric and they've just like put a line through it and it's just fucking burnt through everything apart from blue one. And now they're showing, all these videos are showing that there's blue stuff that isn't set on fucking fire in Maui and stuff. And then all these celebrities that have houses on this island have all just happened to have recently painted the houses and the roofs all blue. It's like this blue colour.
I think people are mental and believe too much shit online.
Also.
It's very weird though, isn't it? But for of like a fire to melt a fucking car and then an umbrella's next to it, everything's fucking totaled. But then there's stuff there, another car next to it that isn't on fire is absolutely fine.
Because it's fake.
Weird, isn't it? It's weird. But there's so much fake shit online. Phoebe's like flicking through TikTok, and they opened up a watermelon and it was like bright pink inside, you know, because that filter that turned everything red pink. She's like, pink watermelon. It didn't stop believing everything you see. It's melting the minds.
They also want you to have an air of immediately dismissing stuff so that everything can keep fucking going away.
It seems
real. Fucking Tony Blair and Bill Clinton and stuff getting into power from nothing. Getting into power.
I must have seen something else.
So it's all pricked up.
All people running planet, aren't they? Behind scenes.
Did you see that video the other day of Trump? His prison mugshot.
No.
He's a bit like fucking Kim Jong Un, him. Just makes stuff up. Says he's 6'4" and 200 and something pound, which would make him equivalent to Muhammad Ali in his peak. Donald Trump's exactly the same.
See,
he's a mega cunt, him.
He's clearly off his fucking rocker, but I think he is a
good...
He makes a lot of sense in what he says sometimes, doesn't he?
He's not a fucking billionaire from nowhere, is he?
Well, this is it, isn't it? He's got to have something about him.
And he were sorting America's economy out until they fucking ousted him out and got this dithering old fucking idiot who's just gone back to old ways.
I know, did you hear him say God save the Queen the other
strange.
Day? What? He said God save the Queen the other day and walked off.
Did he?
She's dead, mate.
Because he's programmed. He's not real, him, is he?
I don't know.
He's
did
not
see
a real
him, did
person,
you see him fall
is
up,
fucking weird,
seen him fall up aeroplane stairs?
Yeah. He's not real. He's not a real person.
I like listening to those things, you know, where they'd like clip out little bits what he's been saying.
Yeah.
And he's just like fucking dithers for nothing and just makes weird noises.
I don't understand. Why are they voting in 2 70-year-olds?
They're probably not, are they?
Fucking weird.
So everything's crooked and fucking bent.
Isn't it?
You know how old people are giving him power and fucking all money and fucking... It just goes back to all oil and war on Iran. You know with Saddam? What they're saying now? Fucking... With Saddam Hussein saying that he was changing the way he sold oil. He was selling oil. He wanted to change it to euros.
He was doing a good thing.
Yeah.
But because... powers that be didn't like
America. Yeah. They were going to fuck them up.
Yeah.
And we're going to change all power over it. That's why they're saying this thing about Russia and China and that, because they've bought all this gold up. They're making their own currency. All of a sudden, the fucking world's getting turned on Russia and China.
Yeah. See, I saw a thing the other day. might not be over. When I say other day, that could be any time between being born and yesterday.
Yeah,
yeah, right. We get that. Yeah.
So like other day,
understand?
Yeah. Not today, just another day.
Just another day. Yeah.
One day once.
I saw a video of they were talking about the Afghanistan War.
I remember that. That was in 1984.
Yeah, they were talking about the Afghanistan War, and how it all stemmed from Americans originally invading somewhere else, but and then the retaliation of the Twin Towers, but
yeah.
Whenever anybody thinks about it, they always think, well, them fucking terrorists blew Twin Towers and that's what caused war. And then there's all underlying stuff that you don't see, isn't there?
Yeah.
That's what media want you to fucking see.
But then there's so many things with towers, isn't there, where you see them, how they're fucking collapsing. And
I saw one other day about
the third building and all this shit.
That building that was like on floor next to towers, and it was some sort of like fucking Wall Street type of building, you know.
Yeah.
What is it called? Stock Exchange.
Yeah.
It was some sort of Stock Exchange building. And then the day before the towers was it, that building couldn't account for something like $17 billion. They've gone, we don't know where it is. It's just fucking disappeared.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And then all of a sudden these fucking towers come and destroy a building.
Yeah.
And there's all them sort of conspiracies about, isn't there?
But you think now, everything that you've thought, well, that's a fucking weird conspiracy. It don't make no sense with fucking tin art and all this kind of shit. But now it's getting to a point now when so much bits are getting leaked out because of the internet.
Yeah. That it makes them original ones make sense.
People being able to say stuff.
That
it's like, oh yeah, that does actually
makes
fucking
a bit
make
of sense,
sense.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's start a war here so we can sell them arms and munitions.
This is it, isn't it? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This,
like people.
Make us money.
There's that thing that Russell Brand says, isn't he, on that? That interview when he's like,
yeah, he's a mega Fruit Loop though.
He is, but so much stuff he says makes fucking mega sense though.
That's what they want you to think.
Mm. When he's saying like you can't have war without people getting rich,
loads of money.
Yeah, yeah.
COVID.
Like, that were
COVID's
another thing.
Just made people a ridiculous.
And when he says
amount,
it, and you go, fucking, it makes sense in what you're saying.
It does make sense. Loads of it does make sense.
I feel a lot better.
But
you know,
no one ever gets done for it,
do
they?
You know, like 6 months ago when we were sat here and I go like, listening to news makes me fucking anxious and reading these stories makes me anxious and stuff like that. You know, since I've stopped listening to it, I feel so much better. Like, I mean, yeah, my mind's full of fucking TikTok shite and fucking Instagram shite, but I just feel a lot better not listening to the news drilling this stuff into you that could not even be fucking real.
Yeah.
They're just making you
hear
what they
same
want.
Thing,
exactly,
yeah.
And I feel a lot better for just fucking not listening to it, binning it all off. I couldn't tell you last time I saw news.
Innit?
See, when they were... They always do stuff to block people's stuff, and media goes one way.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That sub went down and fucking imploded with all the rich people on. That happened at the same time as
a load of other shit.
Loads of other fucking shit that were going off.
That were
just getting shooed out at fucking
yeah.
Congress and that. And let's not pay attention to that.
Let's all focus on this submarine that they knew had imploded, but we'll search for it for 5 days until all the rest of the stuff disappears.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's our brownies all that's having a go at me, innit, for not fucking, do you get your news off of fucking TikTok? You should read news every once in a while. Why? Because it's not guaranteed that it's fucking true.
Yeah.
They just feed you with what they want to feed
exactly,
you.
Exactly, yeah.
It's that stuff with Army War, isn't it? Like, the same people were in World War and stuff, but the same people were funding both sides.
Yeah, yeah.
With arms and everything, because they're just making all the money out
exactly,
of everything.
Yeah.
They don't care who wins and what happens.
No, exactly. It's fucking mental and you don't know what to believe in the world. It fucking messes with you.
Oh, there's going to be a lot more.
But it's just more and more's coming out, isn't
especially
it?
With these electric cars.
Oh, isn't
it? Yeah.
Even though people know it, and you know it straight as soon as it started, everybody knew what it were, isn't it?
They need to mine that shit from somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
War zones.
Mercedes
just
are,
so happens to be a war zone where all this fancy metal is.
Yeah, Mercedes are pushing that electric truck I saw online yesterday. Said that it'll do 500 kilometres laden. Like, on a full charge.
Yeah. How long's the charge?
I don't know.
It's
I didn't like look into it in detail, but you've got to assume that it's like a 24-hour, but why would you want that when you can get a diesel one for cheaper and do 3 times mileage?
Well, this is what they're saying. It's the whole point of it. Everybody is always getting pushed and people always buying it and suck into it. But then everybody knows.
Dirty.
Everyone knows it's not right.
Did
everyone knows the electric stuff is not, once you've mixed a fucking battery up, there's no unmixing it.
But what can you do with them all after?
Well, that's it, exactly.
They're going to be buried somewhere,
it's
aren't
just
they?
It's worse for environment than it ever has been.
Fucking
it's not
ridiculous.
It's not about the environment, is it?
I tell you that we were potentially getting an electric truck.
What,
us?
Yeah. When Simon were up, I don't think it was last time, because last time at Town Hall, before that, me and Ash were talking to him about new kit and all this bollocks, and he said that DAF have approached us and are wanting to give us an electric truck. And I said, no, it'll just be like one of them rigid ones. And he's like, no, they've said they want to give us a big one. He says, but we have to speak to who we're in, that we're in, and talk about getting an electric charge point put in there.
That'll never happen.
It wouldn't happen. But
not for us as well.
Well, it could though, couldn't it? Because it'd just do local stuff.
I suppose it'd have to be the same person though all the time, or it'd be floater truck.
But it can't be, because then we've all got to be trained on how to use it. We've all got to be familiarised on it. They'll just train a couple.
What's to familiarise yourself with?
Even if you get a new Volvo, you'll have a day of familiarisation with it.
You might have a few hours.
Derek has to sit there and fucking do all things. All say systems of work and all that sort of shit.
Not like Air Force familiarisation where you have to do that kind of thing with these. It's like, just go in there and do that. Have you been familiarised on a rigid?
Yeah.
I didn't.
You're tired to go and drive one.
Only because crane, really.
Yeah.
I mean, saying that, I think I'm only familiarised on crane itself, not on vehicle.
Yeah, I don't think that would.
But they've been familiarised on ours.
Because it's electric, they'd say, this is what you do with this.
Yeah, yeah. But it would 100%, when the completely changing truck manufacturer, he'll have you in a full day, you watch.
Yeah, thing is, we probably know more than what he does.
This is what makes me laugh when you walk in and Eddie's fucking on you about something.
I don't know how that works.
I know how this works. I know. You've got to trust me to be able to do my job.
He is.
If I've not done it, there's a reason why.
He's quite good for listening, though, Eddie, to be fair.
He is. Definitely is. I mean, I've had no end of conversations when I'll go in and speak to him about something or request something, thinking, he's just going to fucking shit it. And he doesn't. He genuinely does it.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Shut up, dickhead.
Do you have a word from a sponsor?
Yeah, go on.
September is here and I want to take a second to talk about self-care. When it comes to making an impression, proper grooming is essential to looking and feeling your best when you walk into a room. That's why the sponsors of today's show, Manscaped, are committed to helping men around the world walk and talk with some swagger this season with the best grooming tools on the market. Join the 9 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and enjoy this offer. 20% off and free shipping with the code JTAPOD. At manscaped.com. Don't neglect your beautiful self. Get right with Manscaped. Once again, Manscaped support this show. So please go and support them. Get on the site, get some at bought, stick in the code JTAPOD. You'll get 20% off with free shipping. Can't beat it. Get on it. Manscaped.
So that was that then. Nice. Get on Manscaped and... Don't forget to check out.
Yeah, today's episode
has been brought to you by
Little Critters Brewing Company in Sheffield.
Have you seen Little Critters, the movie?
Little Critters.
Those aliens. I don't know where they got the name from.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's little animals.
I'm looking forward to them later. That turtley tropical one, that's good.
Turtley. Good names, aren't they?
That reminds me of Mel B. When she used to say turtley and... Chris Miles used to say about a turtle.
You know what my memory's fucking like. I don't remember that.
Yeah, so that's that. Anyway, get on Manscaped, JTA Pod, and Little Critters Brewing Company.
Oh, yeah. Get that taster one. There's some fucking beauties in there.
They're on offer at a minute.
They're on offer. How many do you get? 12 in a crate?
I believe so. I didn't look at numbers because...
End of the day, you get what you pay for, don't you? It's IPA. It's not cheap.
It's not your cheap shitty lager, is it?
No, yeah. If you want a cheap shit that you're not asked about taste, then you just go to Aldi.
I'd pay a couple of quid for that picture as well.
It looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I like that turtle one.
Banging.
From that fish thing. What are you doing?
I don't know.
He's
shagging it.
Air fucking.
Fish thing.
Air fucking.
That fish thing is after eating its own thing.
The law.
You know what that fish thing reminds me of? An old Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
You know when there used to be like a proper drawing?
Yeah.
Reminds me of that.
Yeah.
Sea monster.
That turtle one reminds me of turtles.
Turtles.
Yeah.
That was a bit obvious.
That bird one reminds me of Angry Birds.
Do you know what I did last week?
Bird one.
Just tell you what I did last week.
No!
You know how I do the trucks to schools?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this was similar, not the same thing.
Nonsense.
We took a truck to proper an nonsense. Airfield.
I'm listening.
Tockwith.
Tockwith.
Near Weatherby.
Topcliff.
No. Not got late in it.
Don't not Topcliff.
Tockwith.
No, Tockwith.
Near Weatherby.
Never heard of that.
It's between York and Weatherby.
Yeah, old airfield. And Weather they were... what did they call it?
Don't know, weren't they?
They weren't an underage driving. It were, anyway, between 15...
Young drivers.
And, yeah, it might be young drivers. Between 15 and 17-year-olds that can come and do this course before actually going out and doing lessons and stuff. And I thought, I'll just go and do that. It's a change in it. So I went up there, met with two guys that were already there with the truck already.
When did you do this?
Last week.
Not
this week, just gone, week before.
How did we not know this?
I put that picture on with McLaren.
What is that all that way?
Oh, no.
Did McLaren at the side of it. Oh, fucking hell. Doing that bit. That yellow... that big truck with...
Just do a beep over top. It's funny when you do a beep.
It is funny, yeah. Well, truck with McLaren at the side of it. I took a picture and sent it on thing to Brown.
Are you sure? I hadn't seen this, so...
I've seen a McLaren picture.
Is not in another fucking chat you've got going? Because I haven't seen this McLaren
It might
picture.
Be mine, yours and Brownie's.
Oh, it might be, yeah. Well, I sent it, and then I went up there and did that, and I thought, it's just going to be a piss easy day. I mean, it's longer than our days.
Yeah.
Because it were 8-4, and then I've got to get home from there. So it was like a 12-hour day by the time I finished.
Did you have to drive there?
But, yeah, I drove up there in car, and then just fucking... walked around drinking coffee and talking to people about trucks and stuff.
Put some rap.
Because what they do is they come in their own car with a mum or dad.
Pans.
And then they like just drive up and down airfield like learning basic manoeuvres.
So what were you doing?
So
I
and
can't
then,
get my head around what you were doing.
So
what?
Then each day they have something different come. Like they have fire brigade come one day and talk about this is what happens when there's an accident, blah, blah, blah.
You had then to teach them?
No, and then they had... police come day before we did and they brought a speed camera van and they were like, this is what a speed camera van can do and it can reach you for fucking miles, by the way.
Yeah.
And then we came with a truck and taught them about blind spots and what we can and can't see. So they'd come and sit up in truck with a parent and we'd talk about what we do and what we move and size and weight and blind spots and stuff. Just to say, basically said, don't fucking go near trucks. Don't think that you can cut them up and the truck's going to stop because it won't. It'll just fucking kill you. But it were all like volunteers. The people that ran it, you get the odd two that like run it,
yeah.
That are obviously getting paid and stuff. And that rest of them are just like old volunteers, pensioners and that.
Oh, yeah.
Volunteers.
And one of them's walking up to me, Marshall. He's walking up to me with fucking vest on and he's got a cane, but he had like a stick in his hand.
Walker.
Yeah. He'd clearly been for a piss because he had a piss stain.
Beautiful.
Yeah, on his shorts, and I sort of just like went, oh no, I don't want him to come and fucking talk to me.
It's not a good advert.
And then he did come and started talking to me, and I just tried to go, all right, yeah, see you.
You're approachable, though.
To like move away from him. And then it was quite good, actually. I mean, a lot of parents, it's same when you go to schools, a lot of teachers will get in and go, fucking, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know what you couldn't see, and blah, blah, blah. And a lot of parents were the same, but they said it were £400. For a 4-day course.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't even know if this contributes to, like, you know, insurance when they ask you. Yeah. I don't even know if it contributes to that.
There must be a benefit, surely.
It's got to be. But apparently if you live in Yorkshire, because it's in Yorkshire, you can get a subsidiary.
Yeah, subsidised.
I was going to say subsidised, but I wanted to say anyway, one of them from council, and you can have it for £180.
All in.
So if you think for £180, they're getting... 8 hours worth of driving a day for 4 days, learning basic manoeuvres and stuff. So by the time you actually come to a driving lesson with an instructor, you haven't got to spend your first 4 hours learning how to go forwards and backwards because you're already pretty good. So I suppose in the long run, it could save you some money.
Yeah. Be all right if that sinks in.
Exactly, yeah. And it taught them a lot more than just how to pass a test.
I learned on an airfield near Clumber Park.
I did it.
A Nissan 2000 ZX.
I did it up Norton, you know, near Woodseats.
Yeah.
I did it up there. Not for very long. In my stepdad's Toyota Previa. Sliding door and brake on.
You just got cooler.
This, exactly.
Did you learn before you learned?
No.
Did you not?
No, I don't think so.
We learned. Me and Ailey learned before we learned. They had like little things on pedals so I could reach like 11.
No, I were like, mine were just before I started learning. So I was like 16, 17, early 17.
I remember first time I was right young, trying to reach pedals like that. And I remember him, we were like indicating whilst we were on that big airfield that you used to go to near Clumber Park.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm trying to
shut off now. Like, so where they've built the new bit, it's not new, is it? I don't know how many years that is. But when it used to be the roundabout, you used to go down to that roundabout, come back on yourself as if you're going back towards Maltby and up there. And then you turn left off, like kind of near where we got a garage.
Yeah.
To Worksop. There's a road down there. They've shut it off now. There was like a cattle grid. You go all the way down there for like a mile. And you go left for about a mile. And it just comes on a big airfield, open air, abandoned airfield.
Yeah, there was an old RAF Worksop there during World War II, but I'm sure it were grass.
Yeah, on this one. It had the little taxiway loops on each end. It was massive. There were quite a few people went on there, like, learning.
Yeah.
We went on there for our first tester. And I remember telling me to change gear. I'm like, change gear then. First time. I'm like, no. I'm right, scared to change gear.
I sort of, like, took to driving pretty good, me.
Did you?
From starting, I did 21 hours, which I think is pretty good.
Yeah.
I was talking to parents, and I was like, well, how much is a lesson nowadays? And she's like, between £25 and £30 an hour. I mean, is that for an automatic? She went, no. It's like £35 an hour for an automatic.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Fucking ridiculous. £10 I paid 100 quid for 10 lessons, yeah.
I think mine were about 15 or 17 per lesson.
10 quid did mine in a Kia Pride.
I'm not telling you what I did mine in.
Mine were
in a
Daewoo.
I'm a fucking Honda Jazz.
You've got one now.
I haven't got one now.
Got a soft spot for him forever.
I'm on the Civic.
Nesk.
It's not.
Nesk.
Do you know what? You know mine in the Type R? I think it'll become a classic.
Jazz Type R?
No, Civic Type R.
Didn't know they did a Jazz Type R.
They don't do a Jazz Type R. Civic Type R.
Imagine a Jazz Type R with holders driving though.
Yeah.
Double over. It'd be like when
get to co-op rep fast.
It'd be like when Paddy McGuinness drove that souped up Nissan Leaf.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Dickhead.
Yes, your face.
Wait till after this and we get chatting on our chat. I'm going to fucking slag him off.
I don't give a shit because I'm not part of it. I don't give a fuck. Sounds shit to me.
Your face sounds shit.
Don't want to be part of your shit chat.
Sounds like it's upset, yeah.
I don't fancy that golf day, though. I read into it. It looks pretty good, doesn't it? Ben will do it.
Graham's just messaged me, I think. He's asking what I'm sleeping.
Have you got
field.
A fourth?
What?
Have you got a fourth for
fourth
it?
Fourth person?
Yeah. Because I can get a fourth person.
Me, you, Ben and Graham.
I can get a fourth. Is he not doing it on a separate thing?
I don't know what group we'll be doing it
I
in.
Thought we just needed a four ball to join.
Fucking hell, this is
you
fucking shit.
You can do it
shit.
For as many people as you want. But I did think, Matt, do you not fancy a day of golfing round a course?
No.
Not like as like just us. That. Like a team building thing. Like all of us.
25 quid.
If I arranged something.
I've got no bats.
You wouldn't need bats, you just use our bats.
I don't know. No, I don't want to be part of your group.
Yeah, because you go to these places, you go to a course somewhere and you have breakfast and then we like stay overnight somewhere, like on a proper weekend.
I'm staying with you.
You don't want that. Yeah, JTA version.
I don't think I said about staying night.
No, you don't have to. But that one's in Watford, so.
Shit.
It's in Watford.
That's in Watford.
Yeah, I'm not going Watford.
Oh, Wakefield.
WD postcode, weren't it?
Oh, were it? Oh,
wrong,
I might not
you've
be
got your wrong words.
You've got wrong words. Watford and Worker.
Yeah.
Why don't you just do one local, like?
It's a charity thing, that one. I meant for that one's down there, but I thought for us, we'd do it like a locally
depends
one.
Depends how full it is and all. Like, I don't like people.
There's 70 odd people.
Fucking hell.
I'd rather do pitch and
pull. Have you ever played a four ball with somebody following up your ass?
I've only done two rounds.
I've only ever had two balls following up my ass.
Only thumbed in two. It's something for. It's like a charity thing, isn't it? Fundraising. Because he's doing London Marathon or whatever.
Who's doing London Marathon? Graham. Is this in chat as well?
Mad fucker.
Graham, no. Different chat.
Is Graham in chat?
Graham's in our chat.
In your chat?
No, I'm not in that one.
Not in Dan's chat. Different chat.
I don't like all these groups.
No, I don't.
It's not a group, it's a conversation. It's just me and Graham.
Just me and Graham. Fucking hell.
Fucking hell.
It's got yeah. that
sandy vagina. My mate messaged me over there.
That's why Kerry's fucking...
My mate messaged me over there in another group.
Mute his mic. Another group.
I can't mute it.
Oh, no, I'll mute. I muted him, Dan. We can talk.
What are you muted me for?
Because you're fucking... We never get a chance with you.
Put it back on, you dickhead.
No, I'm not putting you back on.
I'm not on. You're not on.
Because you pressed your button now, you stupid idiot. You can't override this.
Come on.
Go on, your mate what?
My mate messaged me over there.
In this other group chat,
he's going to work in Norway.
No way.
That's what I said. That's exactly what I said. I'm proper jealous of it. He's going to work in Oslo.
It's cold, though.
Yeah, I'm down for that, though.
I've seen a Norwegian tranny on TikTok, and I'll tell you what, £1 billion, you never, ever would have said that used to be a man. Ever. She's one of those proper trannies. You know,
I didn't know it used to be a man.
Because she's still got a tail. She talked about
still
it.
Still a man, then.
That looked like a man to
me. Yeah, but the definition of a tranny is that they're swapping all, aren't they? So you call him a tranny, you wouldn't still call him a man.
Is the tranny not derogatory?
No, they're telling
you. Is that a bit derogatory towards transvestites?
Maybe, I don't think any listen. But anyway, she's one of those proper ones, you know, from like when they're young and they like just look visually like they're in the wrong body.
Yeah.
She's one of them. She's them.
Shim. Shit.
But yeah, I'll show you a picture. I tried to screenshot it, but we're pooping and then I'm finishing. Yeah. So.
But he's going there and working 16 days on. He's not a driver. He does like shop fittings and stuff. 16 days on and then 4 days at home.
Yeah.
But then he's
in
like,
Oslo.
In Oslo. He says, you'll have to come up. So I went quick online and I was like, what a flight.
Fucking
there.
Expensive.
No. Like £65 return.
When you're there, it's expensive.
Oh, yeah, but I'd be stopping with him.
£15 a pint.
Yeah, but I'd be stopping with him, wouldn't I? So I'd only need beer money.
Oof. You won't need much beer money.
I won't need much beer money. I need coffee money.
Take his hen a couple of cans.
Take some little critters.
Take some little critters, yeah. We're laughing.
Fucking levered.
Innit? So like, I was like, that's banging that.
Beer bong it in Oslo.
Go to Oslo for a weekend for like £250.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
That's what I thought.
I seen a kid go to for price of a train ticket to London.
Which is not cheap.
No. It worked out like £230 from wherever he lived. And he sorted himself out a weekend in a beefer.
Yeah.
So it was like £26 flight, like a last minute fucking flight. And then hotel was something like £50. Then he nighted out or raving all night and then fucking flew back next day.
I remember reading one a few years ago where somebody commuted from like Kent into London, but they like went via Barcelona.
And it's cheaper.
And it only took a bit, little bit longer. And he's like, well, I may as well go there, have my breakfast and that.
But it took about 4 hours longer.
It didn't take them a lot longer. The way that they'd worked it out, for the amount of time that it was taking to get into London on tubes and that.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because you were outside of, so we had to get one to so far in, and then he'd have to get tube and stuff. And he worked out that he could just commute via Barcelona for cheaper.
I don't know about that. Maybe it's cheaper, but not shorter.
What about these people that like live on cruise ships for a year? It's cheaper than fucking renting.
I've heard about that. Yeah,
it's not a bad idea.
I'd be all right with that.
Apart from you're just stuck on a cruise ship. You can't go to work, can you?
Just get a job.
Unless you work on
a
cruise ship.
When they're like retired and stuff.
Could be a
cleaner. Yeah.
A renter. Renter boy.
A girl who from my village who works in tattoo studio that I first went to.
Sounds like a tramp.
Mm. Nah, she's all right.
What's she called? Shaniqua?
No.
Shanice?
No.
Anaconda?
No.
Alopecia?
No.
Crystal?
No.
Go on.
No, I can't even remember her first name. No.
Madison.
Anyway, she's just got a job working as a tattoo artist on Virgin Atlantic ships.
Really?
How fucking good
tattoo
is that?
Tattoo artist on a ship?
Flying out to like Miami and then doing Caribbean cruises, just tattooing people.
Nice.
Right, good.
Jammy bitch. That's right,
isn't it? But there's all sorts of things like, I'm sure I've said this before, when you're a kid, you don't think of. They just give you usual, don't they? Do you want to be a fucking dentist, a doctor, a vet?
Joiner.
Copper, what joiner. Fuck them. There's loads of jobs. Loads of jobs that you could do.
Shit,
so much fucking cooler that you wouldn't even think of.
Yeah.
Like, I never even thought when I went and watched Snooker the other year, and cameramen were there fucking moving all these. Well, I bet it's Ray Cool being a cameraman. I mean, maybe not a Snooker,
not a cameraman. Snooker, yeah.
But being a fucking proper cameraman, I bet it's Ray good. I bet you see some Ray shit. And then I saw an advert before we came here, when I were at Seaver, I saw an advert for a driving job of a stage company. Like,
oh, yeah, there's a bear, isn't there?
But it's not only a stage company, like, you could also drive trucks in a film or whatever.
Yeah.
No, like, that'd be really good, but you're obviously away from home and I've got young family, so it were a no go. But
my dad knows someone that does stage company type thing for gigs and that.
Yeah.
There's a few rounders, isn't there? Yeah. That they were Stardies, which Kalina took over, but they were Totes in Attercliffe. I think they do stage and band concert gear, and then you've got like Fly By Night and all that sort of stuff, haven't you?
I see them stage ones all the time,
stage truck and silver ones.
Yeah,
there's loads of shit like that, and I just think, oh, that'd be right good. But and then when you read concerts and stuff, it's all pretty unsocial, isn't it? It's all weekends and nights and stuff like
unless
that.
Unless it's a European.
Tour. Yeah, this is full-on toy. You're fucking away nonstop.
Like when I first started driving and watched that Stobart programme, and they were doing Pirelli tyres all over Europe with F1.
Yeah.
That's fucking right.
I bet that's good.
But then they weren't only like just driving. When they were giving there, they were setting all trailers, doing hospitality, serving people food and that.
Oh, no. Yeah,
I'm a fucking lorry driver, mate. I'm not no chef.
A job, innit?
Yeah.
It's not part of a team.
Team.
This is it, yeah.
There's no I in team.
No.
There's a U in.
Fuck you.
Cunt.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck me.
First fuck I fuck me. You. Then I fuck you.
Fuck all you. I wish I'd Ash off this episode.
I don't think so. I think he's got away with it for a good hour. I
love you, Ash.
I don't.
Ash, nice.
It's lovely. He's lovely as
showed me his willy the other day.
Fuck off. I bet that was disgusting. Oh my God.
What's it look like? Is
and
it crooked?
And it's all end looking at me.
I think that was the whole thing.
Button dick.
Yeah.
That what Lorraine sees when he pops out at shower.
Oh, I can't be asked to drive home now. I might just stay here and have some beers.
Have one, crack one up and.
I don't mind though.
Stay here.
Get a little critters down there. I want to go home and get leathered.
No, you're not.
I've got stuff to do. I can't.
Oh, shit, innit?
You gaming tonight?
Why don't you talk about it in your game?
Gaming tomorrow?
Not gaming tomorrow, no.
Sunday,
innit? Yeah, but Sunday I'll be at Farm Fest.
At night time?
All day and night time camping out.
Daft cunt.
Are you even a farmer, bro?
Fonzies. It's not for farmers. It's a festival at a farm.
Sounds like farmer type things to me.
There is farmer type things. You can chuck a welly.
Welly wanging.
Axe throwing.
I like axe throwing.
That's where I met Matt Edmonton from Radio 1.
He's not the same anymore. Shit.
It's because he's been...
restrained. He's been BBC'd, hasn't he?
He's been proper BBC'd.
That's why they all leave.
Yeah.
All leave so and go to command.
What happened with Ariel? What happened with her? Did she turn up pissed or something?
I listened to it and it fucking weren't even that bad.
So just a bit pissed.
Charlie Edges does a dance show and she got Ariel on as a guest, but she was obviously like a bit ungover and what have you, but she hated the song that were on it background. And she basically just went, oh, I'm really sorry, Charlie, but I hate this song. And then Charlie was like, what? It's a dance show. Fuck you. Don't come on here slagging off dance shows and just cut her off.
Sure.
Yeah, that was basically it. They were not in it at all. But as usual, all fucking blown socials up, blew it up.
Because Ariel's cool, isn't it? I like it. But how many of them have been pissed, like gone all the way through and been done shows pissed?
Yeah.
Grimshaw's done it fucking Grimmy loads of times.
Fucking blind all loads of times. You're like,
really?
He fell asleep in one of his shows.
Moyles used to do it a lot when they're all still giddy in morning.
It tended to be at night after awards, weren't it? Brit Awards and stuff.
What will be like after podcast awards?
Won't it? In it when we're fucking massive.
Met Joe Rogan. When BBC come knocking on our doors and saying, shut up! Saying, we want to help you out, we want to take over you, we want you to become... Oh, Tom, fuck off.
Yeah, fuck you,
we don't
BBC.
Want BBC.
Fuck
BBC. Fuck
we're independent.
Yeah, fuck you.
But you know on that National Podcast Awards thing, if you go on the shortlist of them, they're all BBC, Five Live,
there will be,
celebrities, and I just think they're fucking taking it out and they've got enough shit.
Yeah.
Fuck off, man.
But celebrities all just get everything out there. People just
listen
to them automatic,
sponsorships and all that, don't they? It's bullshit.
Yeah, they just will. You never know, though.
Just do, do, don't.
Do,
do. Do, do.
I was just looking when the cut-off date was for... 5th
of September or something?
Something
is it?
September.
I've not looked at it. Oh, so it'll be... When is this one out? 4th?
May the 4th.
So if you're listening to this one, then you could still vote for us. You can still vote for us. If you're listening to this one. But and then it's soon going to be over, and then we're going to be there on stage collecting awards and
I'd like to thank...
We'll send Brownit up front, we'll just stand at back.
I'd like to thank his patrons, actually, for...
I would actually like to thank our patrons today. Just an extra special thanks. I know we'll be doing a competition, the giveaway soon, if I've not already done it by the time this one's out. But yeah, thanks to all
big
of them.
Big thanks, bitches.
Yeah, and everybody who fucking listens and just week in, week out.
Everybody
just
contributes, interacts, everything, innit?
Yeah, just... I love it. I just love it. All people, all the time. There's always messages. There's always likes. There's always people loving shit.
I've been getting a lot of, you've been mentioned in somebody's story, and I'm like, who's that? Why are they mentioning me? Yeah. And it's just all shit to do with this, and it's fucking mega.
It is, I love it. I like that kind of shit.
Send us some WhatsApp stuff, innit?
Yeah, I should really have brought that film with me.
You should have done. You're a fucking shithouse.
Well, I've not turned it on all week on purpose to roll some up.
I'll be honest with you, I fucking forget. I forgot it's even there.
Call that number out, Matthew.
07-394-277-816.
And I'll put some more proper social posts about that number out as well.
Send us stuff.
And put a proper post on it so it's on there all the time.
Videos of yourself, stories. Not, we like pictures, but we can't play pictures of at podcasts.
Yeah, get some shagginies in as well.
Yeah, so what about shagginies? Yeah, I like shagginies. They were good then.
Those that have been on before, get back in touch and tell us how you fucking go on with life.
Come back. Jack, come on your back.
That looks like one of those shit filters that don't fit yourself. What's this NCP thing on fucking talk? What are they doing? What? These fucking people pretending to be non-playable characters.
Oh, walking into tables and shit in like Oasis.
No, they're funny. No, they're funny. I meant the people that just sit there with the camera in the face. Like that's that fucking fit Blackbird who puts Tic Tacs in her fucking hair straighteners. And then she's going, yes.
Yeah,
and then she's just like, all the time.
I'm
seen this.
I've seen one where the wait for people to send them a gift like, a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
And then they fucking do something and then they just sit back and...
But it's the same thing.
I want to jump down and fucking not fuck shit crap out
there's
of
there's grown-ass men doing this shit outside.
You don't have to send me one.
Where people can see. I don't want to because then it'll algorithm me.
I haven't seen it. Well, show me then.
I'll tell you what cunt I've seen of late. I'm sure you've got to have seen him. Some fucking prick that looks like Adolf Hitler. Sorry, Dan.
What are you looking at me for?
And he wears a vest. Sorry, and he's stood in his front room with a row of dumbbells in front of him. He does live, and all he does is fucking pumps up this fucking tiny fucking dumbbell 10 times, and he's fucked. And he shakes his shoulders off, then he picks it up with the other hand and does it.
That's all he does.
It on a live, yeah. And he gets thousands of views.
It's like them ones that sleep in bed, isn't it? And the people can pay to just wake them up with noises and shit.
Not really asleep.
But most people are on there, they're getting abuse, aren't they? The most ones that have got a huge following are people that are just really annoying.
Yeah, no, I'm glad I fucked TikTok off. I watch everything 2 weeks later on Instagram Reels.
It's like cringy
stuff.
Like
a real man.
So much cringe.
Yeah. So much cringe, bro.
I'll show you this one woman who's I don't know if she's cringing on purpose, but she gets some fucking right hate because she's so annoying and stupid.
There's a lot of stupid annoying
people. It's like
people,
you fucking get a job. You've got far too much time on your times. I'll send it out anyway.
Just get a job.
That's good then, isn't it? Annoying people on top.
Yeah, we're done then.
Yeah, don't use your phones.
Let's go and get pissed.
Innit?
Get pissed. Little critters.
Get on the socials.
What can I do me, mate?
WhatsAppers.
Oh, we get fucking number up again.
Patreoners.
Check out
WhatsAppers. 07. Shut up. 07-394-277-816. WhatsAppers your stuff.
WhatsApp
get on his website, justtruckingabout.co.uk.
Don't forget Manscaped. 20% off. Free shipping.
He's all over it.
All over it, mate.
JTA pod on Manscaped. 20% off. This episode was brought to you
Little
by
Little Critters Brewing Company.
Little Critters Brewing Company.
Go and have a look at their stuff. They've got them on offer at a minute and they're banging. If you want to get pissed up, they do post them. You ain't got
to
be in Sheffield.
Oh, no, it's a nice
they
place
do
to
ship
go,
them out, like. Kelham Island
nice
isn't a nice place to go.
It is nice.
It weren't a shop, it was just a unit, like a microbrewery.
A van?
No, microbrewery.
Cans will look nice on anyone's side.
They do look bungage.
I love cans.
Join us, Patreon.
Come on, let's fuck off, mate.
Yeah.
I'm starving.
Love you, bye.
Love you all.
Love you, bye.
Hey, Ash.
Suck my dick.
Suck it.
You guys are great.